He's already got four games under their belt here this year, and they are going to be on the road once again at Lake tomorrow. We'll actually have that broadcast of the doubleheader for you here on Mix 94.5 as we bring in Coach David Dirks. And Coach, thanks for joining me here, and how's things going?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, yesterday I know it was a you knew it was going to be a tough doubleheader with a pretty good Holcomb team coming in, and they've been a regional finalist last couple of years, and a close one in game one. Game two kind of got away from you early on, and looking back at yesterday, what did you see with your team in that doubleheader?
You know, in game one, we played pretty similar to the way we started off our season at Spearville. Pretty solid on defense, good base running, and a few key timely hits. Overall, game one, I thought we played well, and I was happy with, our effort and our attitude, and we went into the last innings with an opportunity to win. No different than how we finished as the road team in Spearville in game two when we had a split there. We're in the right spots at the right times, so we just got to come through just a little bit more, get a few more base runners going, put a little bit more pressure on our opponents. But our defense behind Wilker played fairly well, and he pitched really well as well. So, game two, we just from the mound, we just couldn't find the strike zone early on in the game. And then that kind of just put a lot of base runners on, a little too many free bases, and put that pressure on our defense. And it was a tough day in game two, but there really wasn't anything, we didn't hang our heads. Even when it was our turn at bat, I mean, we had maybe one of the longest first innings we've had, definitely for these guys that are on this team. We came back in the bottom of the first and we scored. We didn't get down and just give up. And that's what I'm looking for these guys all season long, is that not give up attitude. And when you're the home team, you can always win.
Yeah.
And, it was a shortened game and we were on the bottom end of it, but even our last at bats, their dugout was still behind our kids and we were ready to go. And, we kind of just crumpled that one up, toss it down the road and quick turnaround for tomorrow.
Hey, it happens to the teams in the major leagues as well. So,
yep. You just got to play the next one and, you can't go backwards on that. And we'll move forward and get better.
What are some things you're seeing? Maybe you're trying to develop maybe some of that depth in the pitching. That's going to be, maybe some newcomers. Do you like what you're seeing? And I know yesterday was kind of one of those that got away from him, but you like kind of what you have coming up here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When those guys went out there, the outcomes that they had were not expected. I don't expect them – the same outcomes the next time that group is on the mound. So we'd already seen a couple of them pitch in Spearville, and throw strikes and get guys out and, allow our defense to make some pretty good plays. We had some nice plays yesterday overall in the doubleheader. Behind them, our outfield's catching fly balls. We've turned in a double play here and there. We're keeping them in forced situations. So, it's just kind of an outlier on the season. So moving forward with those same group of guys, we expect them to get wins and win against individual batters and get wins for our team. So that same group of guys is going to be out there to prove it tomorrow. So we can they got an opportunity to get right back on track and get where they need to be, and we got a lot of confidence in them.
All right. Well, you mentioned tomorrow you get Lake in, and it's so weird. You're kind of going through this part of your schedule right now that you're not going to be in the same regional with them this year, being 4A. And so Lake in, you're going to have to kind of throw some of your go a little deeper into the rotation there. What do you like with what you're going to probably play or pitch tomorrow?
Yeah. We've got some of the same guys that have pitched for us already. Maybe a new guy in there or so. But I think it's going to be a season long project to see that. I think we know who those pitchers are. I think what we need to find from them is where they best fit. Are they a better reliever? Are they good starting? We've had some guys like that were great relievers, and it wasn't due to that they couldn't start. They were just better coming in the middle of the game and in some pressure situations, and some guys are better knowing for the next 30 minutes that they're the next pitcher. So we didn't have a lot of returning varsity innings from last year's team other than Walker. So it's kind of a season-long project to see how these guys all fit together. You know, these quick games in the first start of the season where we're playing a good chunk of our season in the first 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, you know, it's going to allow us to find that out and then fine-tune it as the season goes along.
All right. Well, it should be a good matchup tomorrow with Lakin and then Tuesday with Colby. And it just, yeah, you're going to already, after tomorrow, you'll already be six games down. And just think, if you didn't have the postponement, you already would have had eight games down.
Yeah, it's always a fast start. It gives us some opportunities, you know, to keep playing. And then as the season kind of stretches out towards the end, if we don't have a lot of makeup games and stuff like that, we can really put forth, you know, great efforts when we're playing, you know, just a once a week and then work on the small details of the game the rest of the weeks. And as we get in, it's kind of three seasons, you know, where we've got kind of our preseason before we play. And then we've got to have a lot ready for this first couple of weeks. And then we kind of play once a week for a couple of weeks in a row.
Being up into the 4A and how it's set up with the regionals and stuff, does that change a lot what you kind of have to do? Probably the biggest change is how you set up your pitching rotation.
With, you know, for the day of regionals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be a one-day regional. So there's really – it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, you win and you play again. And so there's not a whole lot of scenarios that we have to work about like we've had to in the 3A regionals where, okay, what ifs, you know, what if, you know, and stuff like that where you're playing back-to-back days and then still playing, you know, a doubleheader on that back-to-back day and kind of managing that. In the 4A, you know, it's no different than, you know, tomorrow. We're playing two games and we're trying to win the first one. So, you know, it's I think it's a little bit I wouldn't really say it easier. There's just less scenarios that can come into play. The other thing that I like about it is, you know, one day of travel, one day of preparation, you know, and we know exactly what we need for that next day. And, you know, we know who we're playing and what the possibilities are. And, you know, 3A is changing a little bit this year, too, where it's going to be up to those host sites, but they're going to be playing potentially before a weekend. So that first day, they shouldn't be in any back-to-backs, but you know, that'll be up to the host sites. But I think, you know, I like the 4A setup as well. I think seeding-wise, where we need to get to on a season is we want to be the home team in the first round of regionals and play as that home team. That's pretty important in baseball. So as we go throughout our season, you know, getting wins along with league wins, that seeding aspect is important.
Oh, for sure. Once again, it is – Coach David Dirks joining us here to talk Scott City of Baseball, and it's going to be at Lakin on Tuesday, and then we'll be on the road again next Tuesday at Colby. Well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here from Scott City A's Heart.